Junction Company Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We will be joined in studio in less than an hour by Frank Caliendo. He's in town at the DC Improv. He'll be performing tonight and Wednesday. So looking forward to hosting Frank at 8 a.m. So that's coming up in just about an hour. So we wanted to get into the latest with the tush push on the eve of the Spring League meeting. An alteration has been introduced to one of the most anticipated decisions on a potential rule change. A revised proposal to ban the tush push play has been submitted by the Green Bay Packers. That was announced by the NFL yesterday. In the updated proposal, pushing or pulling a runner, quote, in any direction at any time or lifting him to his feet would be banned.
I think that's fair.
Which offers a broader stance, harkening back to the rules set from the league's start through 2005, noted by NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero.
So that means beyond just a tush push situation, if a running back gets kind of jammed up, a big offensive lineman can't run behind
him. Right, like if B-Rob got stacked up, you know, after a three-yard gain, and then two or three linemen or another running back pushed him five more yards down the field, that would no longer be an allowed play in the NFL.
Right.
So look, I mean, it's...
But is that a big part of the tush push? Isn't a big part of the tush push just big, strong-ass Jalen Hurts just getting right up behind his center?
Well, it's also guys behind him.
Pushing him
into the end zone.
That's a big part of it, you think?
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, yes. That's why push is in the name.
Well, yeah.
He's being pushed into the end zone.
Or brotherly shove.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would just be a quarterback sneak.
That's what it appeared to me.
Yeah, he's getting assistance.
I didn't realize it was that big.
He squats
like 600 pounds.
They're the best at it. I brought this up a lot. I personally believe they shouldn't ban it. Teams have to figure out to stop it. What I brought up a lot is Josh Allen and the Bills tried to do it often, and they ran it three or four times against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs figured out a way to stop them in the AFC Championship game, part of the reason they got to the Super Bowl. So there's this push to ban it. I think that is just teams who haven't figured out a way to stop it being wusses. Figure out a way to stop it. Valdez had a proposal years ago.
Well, I mean, I do like his proposal because it's out of the box and unorthodox. But, I mean, no teams are going to adopt the Valdez proposal.
I have a question about the push and the ban on the push.
Okay.
So let's say Jalen Hurts is trying to sneak and Saquon touches him in the back and tries to shove him.
Yeah.
Does that mean the refs will blow the play dead right then and there, or is that a penalty?
I haven't seen any sort of dialogue as to what the result would be.
And what happens on a run if forward progress is stopped and then a lineman pushes the running back forward? You know how linemen carry their running back or receiver forward?
I would assume there'd have to be some sort of penalty, like punitive.
It used to be a five-yard penalty, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm telling you.
Remember, it used to be illegal. If you remember all the way back to 20 years ago, USC was playing Notre Dame, and they called it the Bush Push.
Yeah.
Because Leinart got pushed in the back by Reggie Bush to score the winning touchdown against Notre Dame. And it was a huge deal because you weren't then not allowed to assist the runners at all.
Right.
And so they changed the rule in the NFL and college, I think. And now it's commonplace.
Right.
Well, listen, they clearly pushed Jalen, but by the time he gets pushed, he's already 3 yards into the end zone, usually. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he does get pushed. But the offensive line gets such a push. There's so much momentum. It's not like he's stopped.
Yeah, but there's a reason that they're doing it. There's a reason.
I mean, they're finishing off the play.
There's at least two guys escorting him into the end zone from behind.
Watch it, though. Watch it. He's already gained 2 yards by the time they push him.
Sometimes. Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes he's pushed.
Watch three of them. Yeah.
Look, there's a reason they were successful. Number one, Jalen Hurts is super strong. Number two, now, it's changed, but Jason Kelce was really good at it. Now, he said he hated doing it, but he was really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They also had the best offensive line overall in all of football, and they get the push. It's a combination.
All right, let's listen to the audio.
Tush, push, brotherly shove, EB. It is an element, the pushing and shoving part of it.
I think it might be overplayed a little bit. They seem to be getting their yardage without the push.
My personal opinion, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you know, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So that's Frankie Louvu of the Commanders on NFL Network with Kyle Brandt discussing his take on the tush push and whether it should be banned or not.
Hey, Quinn and Louvu decided that they were going to try that way to stop the tush push where he was launching himself over the pile. And then we almost got a penalty, which I'd never heard of, where they were just going to award points to Philadelphia.
Right,
right.
That was a joke.
Right.
But I do think you can stop it. Look, the regular quarterback sneak has a success rate, I believe, over 85%.
Right.
The tush push just takes it to another level where it's, at least Philadelphia's version, it's close to 95%.
All right, so it's 10% more.
Yeah, so if it's 95% effective, that just saying, well, just find out a way to stop it. Well, it's more difficult than that. Like, they have a decided advantage because they know exactly when they're moving. The defense doesn't. The defense is at an inherent disadvantage.
So you're for banning it.
I'm fine with banning it.
You're fine with it? Are you pro-banning, or do you think defenses should figure out a way to stop it?
Maybe I'm soft. I'm pro-banning the tush push.
Do you want to ban the quarterback sneak?
No, quarterback sneak is fine. He just can't be pushed by 600 pounds of men behind him, helping him, escorting him into the end zone. If Jalen Hurts is strong enough and squats 800 pounds, he should be able to get behind his offensive line and get low enough to get the yard or two that he needs.
If the average quarterback sneak is 85%, forget about tush push. They're going to be over 85% with Jalen in that offensive line. Forget about pushing them in the butt.
Right.
They're going to be over 85%. All of the clips I've seen, they've already gotten the majority of the yardage, and then the guys just push him, and it gets an extra 5 yards or whatever, and make it obvious. But that offensive line gets so much.
I don't blame
push.
The Eagles for finding a loophole and exploiting it.
No,
which is what they've done. It's genius,
right?
But it's not really. I don't really consider that a fair football play. Like
when you're getting pushed from behind,
you're pushing somebody and assisting them from behind.
But all teams
do it. You
got to
do that on your own.
But all teams do it, maybe not in a tush push situation.
I'm fine with banning all of it. I'm fine with, but like at midfield, if somebody's stacked up and you determine that they're no longer gaining yardage.
I mean, how many times do you see it? There's a pass downfield, and all of a sudden, some big ass offensive lineman just blasts into them and knocks them another four or 5 yards.
It has to be a dangerous play. It has to contribute to injuries, I would think.
Yeah, I guess I would be okay.
I have no problem getting rid of all of it.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I just put it up as our poll of the day. Should the tush push be banned?
But you have
Surfside,
convinced me.
We love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. That means zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio or give us a call at 800-636-1067.
And as a Commanders fan, facing that twice per season, you should definitely be for banning that play. It just gives the Eagles an inherent advantage whenever they're inside the 2 or 3 yard line.
But it's not going to make much of a difference because if the standard quarterback sneak is 85%.
Well, you're adding 10% effectiveness. I think that's a pretty big bump.
I think it's pretty marginal.
Going from 85 to 95%?
By the way, that's my memory. I didn't check it right here, but it's right around there.
Yeah.
I'm quoting you. I think if they ban it, the Eagles will still be wildly successful in short yardage situations.
Sure, because they'll just either give it to Jalen or they'll give it to Saquon Barkley, who last time I checked is still pretty effective at finding the end zone from 2 or 3 yards out.
Yeah.
But it does hurt them a bit because that play was automatic. It was almost automatic from the 2 yard line and in.
All right, let's go to
I just saw somewhere where they say actually the regular quarterback sneak is 89%.
So it's 5% difference. I'm telling you, when you watch the tush push, the majority of the work is done before they're pushed. The offensive line gets maybe a the huge case, but push.
But here's where I find that the people that want to ban it, where I find the argument a little weak. And even Luvu, who we all like, very good player, he was noting the personnel. His problem wasn't necessarily with the play. He was like, they got Jordan Mulata over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah. I think you could.
Your side's got to get better.
Yeah, I think it has a marginal impact. They're just their offensive line is just awesome.
Yeah, they found an edge.
Yeah, but like you say, if it's 89% without a push, they're just, it's a little
extra. It's hard to find the exact data. Even in some of these articles, they're like, well, it depends on the type of quarterback sneak. Is it one where you're jumping over? Is
it
fourth and one? Is it?
They're still gonna shove it down your throats, unfortunately.
I don't know how most teams aren't banding together to get the 24 votes to ban it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, why is there holdout? I would think it would be like 30 plus teams voting to ban it.
Here's one report from Yale. They said from 1998 to 2015, quarterback sneaks were being converted on fourth and ones. So this is just on fourth and ones at an 82.8% clip.
Mm-hmm. Where's the
non-quarterback runs had a conversion rate of 63.4%. So the quarterback sneak better than the run on fourth and one.
Right.
But it's all dependent on kind of the situations. Fourth and two, quarterback sneaks, 89.7%. So when you sneak on fourth and two, you're better off than sneaking on fourth and
one. Jalen Hurts' success rate before the tush push on QB sneaks was 80%.
And now it's 95?
Yeah.
So it's up to 15%. All right, let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew,
hey,
what's up?
Good morning, bud? Junks.
How are Matthew. You?
So this actually either needs to be changed or banned because it's giving the offense an allowance that it doesn't give the defense. The offensive players can push the runner. The defensive players can't push each other. So Frankie Luvu has to jump over the top. He can't push Deron Payne or Jonathan Allen or whoever will have his tackles next year. The key being offensive players get to do something that defensive players don't get to do. That's what makes it unfair.
That's a good point.
And that's what gives the offensive an advantage.
Yeah, like why if Jalen Hurts is allowed to be pushed by Saquon and a tight end, why can't Frankie Luvu push Johnny Newton or Deron Payne? Like, it should be the same for both sides. Totally agree. Thank you for the call.
If Luvu's pushing them, that's going to kick it. That's going to make this. And the key is keep it in, give the defense that opportunity, and then that gives the offense a wrinkle because they could look like they're going to do the tush push. Everybody's going to push in. But you flip it back, Saquon Barkley either runs to the outside or Jalen Hurts pulls it back quick, throws to a tight end coming out of formation. That person's going to be wide open. So it adds excitement to the game, but give every player, give both teams the opportunity to have the same ability.
All right, great.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew.
We'll continue
appreciate
to take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Which side do you come down on with the tush push? A revised proposal is being put up for a vote at the league meetings. We'll take your calls on it next at 800-636-1067.